wasn't quite getting ready. Okay. Hello. All right. Yeah, that was Sister. She was ready to say hello before we got started. So, yeah, that was me talking to her a little bit. How are you guys doing? It is April the 24th. Yes, April is almost over. It's time for May. Guys, it's almost summertime. And you know, April showers bring May flowers. And so it's definitely been raining here in the month of April here in Memphis, Tennessee, and broadcasting live out of Memphis. And so, first of all, I'd like to welcome the crew. I've got Sister Estherine with me tonight. Don't see, she is at the poll, watching the poll, being a poll watcher. They should be closing. If not now, they should be about closed right about now. Anyway, so, Sister, how are you doing today?
Well, hello, children of the Most High. I am so happy to be here. I think I just have like this little line that I say every time when you ask me, how am I doing, Shay? And I am doing glorious. I am in the land of living, and the Lord is so good to me, and I just thank you for the opportunity to be here. I'm just always excited to be here and share with you every Tuesday. So thank you for having me.
Well, sister, hey, I'm happy that you're here. As always, you know, you liven up the show. You make it interesting and everything.
You need some water. Well, yes, baby. You know, I always need to wet my whistle now. Yes. You know, when you preach, you know, you always got to wet your whistle. You know, it dries you out. So you always got to keep water. You know, when you see preachers preaching, hey, drink water. See, right there. You hear it? That's why we be see, we got a hat. Because, see, we need water. So that's where that hat can come from. So y'all need to make sure that we got water. Then we won't do that hacking, you know. That's because we need water. So we got to, like, have to get some more saliva to wet our whistle.
Well, I didn't even know that. I thought that was a part of the sermon and how they did it. You know, when they get to a certain level, that's when the hacking and the high and the who and the highs and stuff start.
No. I'm a preacher. I'm a king. When I find that means I need some water. It ain't a problem, a sermon. It means that my throat dry.
Oh, okay. Well, you break it down for us. That's why I have you on the show, so you can break it down for us so that we'll know.
Well, that's what I'm here for, baby. Yeah, all you got to do is ask. Now, you know you ask a question. I'm going to answer.
Yeah, we know you're going to answer the question. Well, we won't you back.
Don't ask the question. If you don't want to answer, don't ask the question.
Well, we've learned that from you. So, all right, well, we love you, though. We thank you that you're going to get some answers. We appreciate that. I tell you that. All right. Well, welcome to the show. Yeah, I mean, you know, we always have our little conversation. Sometimes we forget that we're live on the air and we just kind of get into each other and stuff. So y'all just have to forgive us. Just kind of flow with us and stuff, and then we'll get back on track. Anyway, that's the joy of being live. You know, we can get off track, then we can get back on. So that's why I'm here, so we can get us back on track. Ain't that right, sis?
Yeah. But we listen to you, though. So, yeah, you the right one.
All right, well, that's good to know. Well, we were out campaigning and stuff today. There's going to be an election on May 1st. And, yes, we are supporting a candidate, a couple of candidates, actually. One candidate I've worked with before, he is running for sheriff, Benny Cobb. He is going to be in the election. Also, another person that I sat down and had a conversation with, and I am actually working with her, and we were campaigning on her behalf today, was Commissioner Edith Ann Moore. She has served as commissioner before. She is running for the 8th District. And so she has experience. Some of the other candidates, I know a couple of the candidates and stuff, but I have spent time with Commissioner Edith Ann Moore. And you guys know, in the past, whenever I do elections, I spend time with the politicians that are running for office. Get a vibe for them, and then, hey, I'm going to support you if I feel that you're the best person for the job. And I feel that Edith Ann Moore, Commissioner Edith Ann Moore, is the perfect person for District 8. And I say that because she does have Republican support, so there is the bipartisanism, and so she can get a lot of things done when it comes to the 8th District. And so, guys, go to the polls. Early voting has already started. May 1st is the last day that you can vote. And so if you live in District 8, definitely vote for Commissioner Edith Ann Moore. And, hey, if you're in the county, hey, I have met Benny Cobb myself. I spent time with him and worked with him a little bit on his last campaign when he was running. And so he is very, very qualified. He has a lot of credentials. and he has done a great job being a part of the Sheriff's Department. And so good luck, Benny. And, hey, we're rooting for you just like we were rooting for you the last time. So, you know, good luck. And, you know, I kind of wanted to talk to you, too. You know, I worked the polls before. And so this was the first time that I had been at the polls since the last election. And I was working the polls, and, man, I can tell you what, 2018, the polls have changed. Y'all, it's almost dangerous if you're working and you're campaigning for people. This is a vicious little race going on. And, I mean, I'm just like, okay, maybe security needs to be at some of these poll places because it was a little shocking. I had another young lady with me, and we've been kind of teaching her some things about politics because that's one thing that I can say about Commissioner Edith Ann Moore is that she is bringing up younger people and preparing them to take positions in the political office, in the political arena, and doing things political and getting to the knowledge of politics. And so she has a organization called Dream Builders. And so but we had this, I had this young lady with me, and she was a little nervous. This was her first time actually being at the polls and getting into politics. So this is a huge and awesome experience for her because she's never been this involved in the polls. Sister, what did you think about being at the polls today?
Girl, it was wretched. I mean, this is just going to tell you. It was wretched. I was like, Lord, I'm going to need Michael or Gabriel or some angel with a sword because I sure ain't got my pistol. I can't keep no peace, Lord, without my pistol. So I just had to pray that the angels was around me. I was scared. I'm telling you, honey, I mean, some of them folks, I was like, okay, where you come from? Because I don't remember people being on the polls and being that vicious.
Well, yeah, it was a little, you know. I mean, it was, yeah. It was different. It was different. I can tell you what, this election is very, very different. It's very different. It's very aggressive. I can tell you that much. So, anyway, but make sure that you visit the polls, okay? As long as you're not campaigning, you might be safe, okay? But if you're campaigning, watch out. Watch out, okay? And that's this BYTV, and I brought you the verdict. That's the truth. Can't make it. I can't sugarcoat it. It's the truth, honey. And so, anyway, watch your bag going to the polls. The poll watches, some of them are dangerous, okay? They ain't playing, okay? I mean, they like, look, you don't vote for our candidate. Hey, we going to go off. We going to set it off. So watch out. Be careful, okay? Be careful. So, you know, I was a Bernie Sanders supporter when he was running for president, and I did iSideWith.com to find out which candidate I connected with moral wise, and that's what I do when I deal with candidates. I want to see the candidate that I connect with morally, and so those are the candidates that I support. Those candidates that are going to be about the people, those candidates that want to make a difference, those candidates that want to get money out of politics. And so that was something that Bernie Sanders stood on. And seeing the process of the elections and being involved in politics, you can see how money affects people getting into positions of power. And guys, this is BYTV. I'm bringing you the verdict. And we need to get money out of politics because of the state of our world and our economy and the state of our nation. We've got to get people in there that can negotiate. We've got to get people in there that have experience, that know what they're doing. We've got to get people in there that have a heart for the people because people are feeling like none of the parties, Tea Party, Republican, Democrat, Independent, nobody feels that any party is hearing the people, are meeting the needs of the people. And it's almost like the parties are losing their power of influence with average people. And this is, you know, if we're going to keep the establishment of Republican, Democrat, Independent, Tea Party, I guess, but if we're going to keep these parties, then we have to come more involved with the people. Because when the people don't feel like the parties are hearing them, what does that say about your candidacy or the campaign that you're running? And we already have a low turnout when it comes to voting, especially in our millennials. But people are losing the whole objective of what women did when they fought for the rights for women to vote, and for what African Americans did when they fought for the right for African Americans to be able to vote. And so when the people don't parties are hearing them, are the parties effective if the people feel like they're not being heard by the parties? And do the parties need to go back to the surface, I mean to the foundation, to the bare minimum, to back to the grassroots, as, you know, some of these candidates are doing? They're going back to the grassroots. They're not going out and getting all this money. They're going door to door. They're dealing with people. They're hearing what people have to say. And they're listening to their constituents because they're the ones that put them in the seat. And so with the state of politics and society and the world at large, guys, we have got to get the right people involved. We've got to get the right people in the positions of power that care about the people. We've got to go back to the grassroots. We have to go back to the grassroots because we don't need America losing faith in America. We've got to make America great again, and we've got to get people in there that people can say, yes, I voted for them, and they're for me. And so that was what my day was about and stuff. It was about politics and stuff. And sometimes, you know, you just hear a call, and I call people saying, somebody please care. Somebody please care about me. Somebody please care about my children. Somebody please care about my future. Kids are wanting people to care. College students are wanting people to care. Your everyday average worker that gets minimum wage, because we are having a hard time raising the wages for people that are working hard every day to provide for their families. We have got to start listening to the people. It is the people that pay our taxes, pay the tax dollars, and pays a salary to every politician that's elected and sitting in a seat. Now, guys, think about this. If the citizens stop paying taxes, paying the government, how would the government feel? Well, that's the same thing that the people are telling me. If we did this, how would the government feel? Because we feel that the government is not concerned with us, the people. And so we're going to change that, okay? We're going to go to the polls. We're going to vote for the people who are best for the job and the people who are for the people. We're going to put them in those seats. Hey, we've done it before. We're still doing it. We've got some great people sitting in positions in government that care about the people. And we want to continue to do that. So I'm BYTV, Shay Renee and Friends. Hey, this has been The Verdict. We're going to vote for people who are about to, who know the job, who have experience, and, hey, who have a heart for America. All right? So this is BYTV. I brought you The Verdict. So it's I kind of took over the show tonight because I just kind of wanted to do that, you know, because we were polling today and campaigning and doing all that stuff, and it was just an awesome day today. And just talking with the people, mingling with the people, and just meeting different people. I just love meeting people. And so just meeting people and talking to them and just hearing them and making phone calls and talking to people over the phone and just stuff like that was just exciting for me. I love that kind of thing. So I thought today was a great day.
I did too, baby. I mean, you know, I love to talk. And so as long as you take me around and people that, you know, I mean, I can just talk to people. And so I didn't meet no strangers. It was just great going around in the community and just meeting all kinds of people from all different types of places and just seeing that, you know what, it doesn't matter where you live. It don't matter where you're from. We all want the same thing. Basically, we all want the same thing. Doesn't matter. We all want the same. And that's what I saw today. And so I did find a whole bunch of people to my church, but they live far away. But, hey, oh, it's always time for ministry.
Yes, it is. All right. So, guys, make sure you tune in next Tuesday, hey, for another episode of Share Renee and Friends and BYTV, because we're bringing you the verdict every Tuesday night. And, hey, if nobody's told you that they love you today, well, we're telling you we love you.
We love you.
Yes, we do. Make sure you motivate somebody. Until next time, much love. Hey, we're going to go out, too. We're going to go out. You know, this is one song, sister. And you know you get caught up, right, on this song. Sister gets caught up every time. And so I'm going to end the show with this song because I know y'all won't hear Sister when she get caught up, all right? I'm going to turn the mic off, okay? But she can get caught up and we won't have to stop her, okay? And so, but this is a song because, guys, it's time to rise up. Young people, it's time to rise up. Politicians, it's time to rise up. People, it's time to rise up. Andrea J, rise up. If today is a new day, and hey, we can always go higher.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we can walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move on day. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up. And I do it 1,008 times again. And I'll silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet. Move, I won't dance. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. To you, to you, to you. That we have each other.